Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hitting the news you might have missed, it's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, we talked a lot of quarterbacks. Let's start with one of your other favorite quarterbacks. It's been being reported by Dan Graziano of ESPN that the Giants like Michael Penix so much they're considering taking him at number 6 overall.
I mean, I think you have agreed with me on this. I forget where you are in Penix, actually, but I've been saying for how long now, month and a half, 2 months, that Penix Jr., no way doesn't he go in the first round, and it'll be much higher in the first round than people think. Now, number 6, no. I didn't have that, but I think I have said somewhere in the top half of the first round, including, you know, that stretch of Minnesota, Vegas, Denver, or Minnesota, Denver, Vegas, however it's lined up. I, you know, the age thing, and Grant touched on it a little bit, I just, it doesn't concern me at that position. It just doesn't. The quarterbacks that we've seen, you know, hit their prime when they're in their, you know, post 30 years. Yeah, you've got a shorter period of time to get there, but the most important thing is to get it right at the position. Even if you end up having fewer years ultimately on the back end, you take 7 or 8 really good years with an older guy than, you know, a much younger guy that brings perhaps more risk and more mystery. That's interesting. The Giants a year ago paid Daniel Jones off of, I'm telling you, 2 games. I'm not saying they were the only 2 games he had, because the Giants played well in 2022. They had a decent defense here for a while now. But they had some really good results, but the biggest games of Daniel Jones's career in 2022 were the end of the season game at Minnesota and then the playoff game at Minnesota, where he combined to throw for like 700 yards or something approaching 650 plus yards against the worst defense in the NFL that particular year. And they won. They lost a close game and then they won a playoff game. That got him paid because he had big rushing yards in those games too. Amazing how quickly they're going to turn and move on. I wonder if it's more Mara-driven, injury-driven, or Dable-driven. Because remember when they had Tyrod Taylor as the backup? Remember they brought Tyrod Taylor in when Dable got hired? And there was the discussion that actually Dable was not a big Daniel Jones guy, maybe, and that he wanted to have Tyrod Taylor there in case it didn't work. But it did work. Did Dable win Coach of the Year in 2022?
Let me check. He was close if he didn't.
The Giants and Washington adding quarterbacks in this draft would be interesting. And Dallas, who knows what they'll do when they get further down in the draft, given that the Dak situation is a situation.
Dable did win Coach of the Year.
He did win Coach of the Year?
Yeah.
Penix Jr., they need, you know, they need more on that team. You know, they added some stuff, obviously, in free agency, including a couple of offensive linemen. They added the Houston back from Florida Atlantic that I liked, that I've liked since he's been in the league. He was in Houston last year. He was in Buffalo the year before. They added Brian Burns, right? Didn't they add Brian Burns?
Yes,
defensively?
Yeah.
Who's the back? Let me pull up our lads. Driving me nuts when I'm forgetting this. Devin Singletary, they added after losing the best player on their team. Oh, that's right. They also signed Drew Lock in free agency. Huh. Interesting. Would he sit behind Jones? Can't imagine Locke would be thrilled with that. All right, what else you got?
All right, so Rock Creek Park here locally is potentially being renamed. A bill was introduced to rename Rock Creek Park to Rock Creek National Park. It's been put forward by Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton.
Why? Is there some sort of designation with being a national? Aren't they a national park already? Rock Creek Park, I actually know a little bit about Rock Creek Park. I'm not going to sit here and share all of what I know about Rock Creek Park because I may be wrong on a lot of things. But Rock Creek Park, there are so many. If you've ever spent time in Rock Creek Park, there are so many Civil War forts, homes. Like there's the old stone house in Georgetown, which, you know, is such a kind of cool place to look at. Why are they renaming it to a national park? Is there some sort of benefit they get from that?
I don't know if it's because they get more funding, although I'm sure they certainly would, because then it'd be looked over by the National Parks Service a little bit more in-depthly, but I do think one of the reasons is so that D.C. will have a national park.
Mm. Here, I just pulled up the Wikipedia page on Rock Creek Park. Created by an act of Congress in 1890. So that would have been, I don't know, that would have been the McKinley administration? No, probably before that. And so more than 2 million people visit the park each year, many to use recreation facilities such as the golf course and, of course, the tennis center, which is a beautiful facility, always has been, at 16th and Kennedy. The park is administered by the National Park Service, whose Rock Creek Park Administrative Unit administers dozens of other federally owned properties in the District of Columbia, including, okay, yeah, National Register of Historic Places. It was designated as in 1991. Benjamin Harrison was the president that made Rock Creek Park a national park, I guess. It was only the third national park established by the U.S. following Yellowstone and Sequoia, it looks like. It's beautiful. You know what? It's pretty Rock Creek Park to kind of take a ride through is after a snowstorm. It's beautiful. It's also very nice this time of year, although there's too much pollen. All right, what else do you have in your news?
So we've talked about this, I think, briefly, but it is looking to be more official. Caitlin Clark is going to sign an 8-year, $28 million sneaker deal with Nike that includes a signature shoe. A real good pay cut there, Darren Revelle. So she's getting a $28 million deal from Nike. That is the biggest deal that a woman has ever gotten for a sneaker deal, so that's massive news. And we've talked about this on the show, I'm sure. The first game, not the second game yet, but the first game for Caitlin Clark when the Fever come to Washington is being moved from Monumental Sports Entertainment out in Southeast to Cap One in Chinatown.
Did I hear this morning on another radio station, maybe TOP, did I hear that they screwed up the selling of tickets for that first game? Somehow they've messed that up. Did you see that story anywhere or not?
I have not seen that story. I know. Okay. I'm sure there's some difficulties in.
Will they sell out Capital One for her game?
Right now, it does not look like it. They would easily sell out their other venue. I mean, right now, the game that hasn't been moved, tickets are starting at $217 for that Thursday game in September.
So for those that are doing the math on the Caitlin Clark Nike deal, that's $3.5 million a year. By the way, apparently Under Armour offered her $4 million, but only for a 4-year deal, so $16 million in aggregate. But so $3.5 million from Nike, but there are a lot of other endorsers for Caitlin Clark, State Farm and the other ads. So this is where the primary part of her income will come from, will be endorsements, because as you know, the WNBA pays like a base salary of 78 grand a year, and then you also have, I think, this $1 million marketing budget in the WNBA, in which I think they can give up to 250 grand to one player. Caitlin Clark will get that. I think that's the number. So figure somewhere in the neighborhood of 320 to 330 in overall compensation from the WNBA, but that's going to pale in comparison, obviously, to the big deals that she will sign. I think the 8-year deal with Nike is a bit of a hedge for her and maybe, you know, her advisors on will she have this kind of staying power and this kind of Q rating or whatever it's called today. Playing in the WNBA for that long. We know it'll be a big hit here initially. I still wonder what will happen if she is just an average player. Let's just say she averages 15-8 instead of, you know, 30-12 and is lighting up the league from the beginning like Magic did, like Bird did when they came into the league in 79-80. But I bet the $28 million in aggregate, and I would assume that it's guaranteed, but they probably look at Caitlin Clark like, even if people don't end up watching the WNBA in massive numbers like they did college basketball, and if she doesn't end up becoming a superstar in the WNBA, she does have marketability because of what she did already. For probably a long time, she's built up an unbelievable following. And I don't know if that, you know, intense, obsessed following goes away if she ends up being average in the WNBA. Some people are laughing like, you really think she's going to be average? I have no idea what she's going to be in the WNBA. I don't know the difference. I'm assuming there's a massive difference in talent. I would think because she's so good at making everybody else better that in some ways playing with better players actually may make her a better player numbers-wise. Like a couple of those games, she should have had with a better supporting cast another 4 to 5 assists per game. But she's going to make, I would bet, somewhere in the neighborhood of like $8 to $10 million a year with all of the endorsements added up. You know, I don't know if Nike will be the biggest at 3.5. She gets a shoe deal also. She gets a signature shoe through this deal. Tommy asked me this yesterday on my podcast. I didn't know the answer to it, but I assume that it's a women's shoe that will be the signature shoe. What if men want a Caitlin Clark shoe?
No, it'll be an everybody shoe.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, they just cut, like, because Jordan has signature shoes, but you can still get a women's version of a same Jordan shoe that I could wear as a man.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just different sizes.
This is going to be such an interesting story to follow from, you know, a business standpoint for the league, for her, for will she elevate everybody else in that league's stature? And Q rating and do what Tiger Woods did for everybody else on tour, which was earn them a lot more money. It'll be interesting. What else you got?
All right, final thing here. We talked a little bit about the Broncos uniforms yesterday. Well, locally, George Mason has announced, or it's been confirmed rather, that they are changing their logo. And if you thought the change for the Broncos uniforms was awful, Kevin, this is the worst logo that I think I've ever seen from a real reputable place. I tweeted it out. Gone is the shooting star with the green and yellow Mason. And now it is just black and white, almost like a Microsoft Paint looking GM logo. This thing is absolutely atrocious.
I can't help you on this one. I would have been able to tell you that they had green and gold or green and yellow as their primary colors. I could not have told you that is Brad Edwards still the athletic director there? I love Brad Edwards. And Daryl Green, wasn't Daryl Green helping out in the athletic department at George Mason?
He definitely was at some point. I'm not sure if he's still there.
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now. I'll just trust you on this one.
It's terrible.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got for you. I mean, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back, but we can.
Yeah, that's interesting. Why did they decide to reinstate the Heisman for Reggie?
Probably because
everybody's getting paid now.
Yeah, it's wildly hypocritical to scratch him from history when everybody else is getting paid.
Okay. All right, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team980.com. Scott Jackson will be our guest at noon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.